Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John on WHRW Binghamton. On December 11th, 1969, the secretary of the Moscow Writers' Union declares that nudity as displayed in the popular play O Calcutta is a sign of decadence in Western culture. More disturbing, he claimed, was the fact that this bourgeois thinking was infecting Russian youth.
What's this? Naked people? In art? That won't do. I need to run down this flight of rickety stairs to tell the commissar. Run. Ow! Crack! Bones! Broken!
Mister, are you okay?
No, not especially. Quickly, I need some sort of medical attention. Are you a doctor?
Well, not exactly, but I do have a lot of liquor.
I like the way you think. Give me that liquor. Also, find a doctor.
Would soiled bandages that were on my leg from when I had a severe injury last week count? They sort of smell.
That sounds almost the same as a doctor. Doctors smell. Let's go with this.
What's all the noise? Who dares awaken Papa Joe from his eternal sleep?
Oh, you're Stalinitudinous. Don't mind us. We were just leaving.
Oh, your leg looks so horrible. Let me clean it and take care of it with this first aid kit I have in my crypt.
Why, thank you, Joseph Stalin. You're the best.
Yes, now off to the gulag with
Yay!
Both of you.
And we all thank Joseph Stalin for the immortal gift of the first aid kit, which he did provide to us, which is why we always should keep a first aid kit around, not only to thank Stalin, but also in case we get hurt. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.